Mallett gets the snap, looking, firing underneath, and he hits Graham at the five. Graham takes on a tackler and takes it into the end zone. Touchdown, Houston!
Throughout the season, I can tell you without question, the one position that I got more tweets, more calls, more emails, more thoughts, comments, concerns about, the tight end position. And in all honesty, I think it's three pretty good tight ends. Garrett Graham, CJ Fedorowicz, Ryan Griffin. But they didn't play up to their abilities, I think, this year. CJ Fedorowicz, let's start with him as a rookie. Drafted as the best run-blocking tight end. And if you look around the NFL, look, there were no rookie tight ends that really were able to be inline blockers. CJ was asked to do a lot in this offense from a blocking standpoint. And he was no longer blocking Big Ten defensive ends. He was blocking the big fellas. And I think CJ struggled at times. You saw some progress in the blocking system. Catching the football, that was still a work in progress. He did catch the halfback pass from Arian Foster for the touchdown against Baltimore. That's not enough. He needs to be a dual weapon. Ryan Griffin, you saw some progress. As Garrett Graham was hurt late in the year, Griffin got a little bit more opportunity to show what he can do. Again, he, like a number of guys on the team, has to catch the ball consistently. He can't make a great catch to bring it down to the one against Jacksonville, and then a week later, on a wide open flat route, drop a pass that he can make a key first down with. He's got to catch the ball consistently and be more consistent. But in Fedora, what you're talking about, a rookie, Ryan Griffin finishing up his second year. And then you have Garrett Graham. I think a guy that has to be a move or a joker tight end. Motion, H-back, line up as a fullback, motion to the slot. That's where Garrett can win a lot of his matchups. And at Cleveland, on a two-minute drive right before the end of the half, he was huge. He caught three straight passes, including a dart from Ryan Mallett. He broke a couple tackles and got the touchdown, and then he let Dubs fly. He's got to continue to do that. Garrett Graham has got to be in this offense a 55 to 60 catch tight end joker, however you want to label him. He's got to be that guy. I'd like to see him have numbers like the number three wide receiver, a 50 to 60 catch a year guy. That's what Garrett Graham can be. You have Graham, you have Fedorowicz. I'd like to see them on the field together. I'd like for this offense to put all three of them on the field together because of all the varied things they can do. From a personnel standpoint, it's the right fit. From a production standpoint, they've got to take it up a notch. CJ will be in his second year, Ryan in his third, and Garrett has been around here for a while after signing his extension last year. You've got three solid tight ends. Now they've got to step up their play, and the offensive staff got to find more creative ways to get those guys the football and get them involved. And of course, that goes back to the quarterback as well. This can be one of the better offensive positions and one of the better units this team has. It's got to produce. And when it does, you'll see this offense go to another level in 2015.